Saturday, September 26, 1:38 a.m. Well, I got up at 12:30, used the restroom, went back to sleep. Then some sirens went off, and the dog started stirring. So the wife decided he needed to get out and use the facilities outdoors, and got up and let him out, which when he was stirring, I was awake, and I knew he really didn't need to go, because he'd just gone before we went to bed, or before I went to bed anyway. But the wife says, oh, he's got to go. Okay, well, so I got up, told her to go to bed, and the dog's here. Anyway, I'm gonna work. I sanded the small panel, one of the small panels, smaller panels, yesterday afternoon, and I'm gonna work on it now. It's nice and sanded, pretty smooth. So we'll see what happens. I got one or two ideas that I want to work on. And this one, they're both going to have women in it. Both of the painting ideas that I got. This one is the empowered woman. It's going to be a scene where it's a woman's apartment or house or something, and interior, and some big guy has just broken down the front door, and he's coming for her. And it's regardless if it's for the fact that he may want to rape her, he just may want to beat her, or whatever. He's coming in. He broke the front door, and he's coming. He's coming in. He has come in, but she is in the process of reaching in her purse for a pistol. Okay, and he doesn't see her. Her back is to him. He's coming in the front door that's broken down, and she's facing us, pulling out a pistol out of her purse that's on a table or something, on a couch or whatever, something. And it's going to be called The Empowered Woman Solves a Problem. Hope it doesn't bend some people's nose out of joint too much. But it's reality. The pistol has been called the great equalizer. And this friend of mine used to say, God created man, Colonel Sam Colt created them all equal. And good words to live by. Because seems like there's always gonna be somebody that's bigger and stronger than you are, and as I was talking about people's inability to deal with some consequence of somebody that's going to beat them up. Well, they, with this panel, white panel in front of my big canvas, big canvas looks blue, regardless of how much white I've got on it right now. It just looks blue. So, Maybe I gotta work on that if it's dry. Let me take a look. Ooh, how dry is it? Relatively dry. Uh-oh. I hope I'm not. Oh, yeah, it's not bad. I did adjust the level on this yesterday when I was recording the little new peep. Let me put it up some. So, testing, testing, testing. That's not bad. That's pretty good. Maybe a little bit more. Testing, testing. Yeah, that's real good right there. Okay. What's that at? 81. Let's leave it at 80. There we go, 80. Okay, see, so that's right up to 12 right there. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty dry, but I don't know if I really got this panel. I was working on this panel yesterday, and at least divide it up and see what it looks like. Okay. I'll come back later. 3:30 a.m. Okay, so I'm trying to visualize what I had in my mind about the empowered woman painting, and I don't know. I don't know. Just keep working on it, just drawing on it for now. One nice thing about having such a smooth surface, I can erase the lines a lot easier than I used to be able to. So let me I was talking about the Rands, the guy that cuts my hair yesterday, and let's see. Back in 1977, I had already gone through several people, hairstylists, to cut my hair, and I needed somebody that was pretty reliable. And because I'd go to some place, and then you go back there, and then the person that's cutting your hair is no longer there. You know, they were just moving like crazy all over the place. So I asked my older sister Mary, that you know. About does she know anybody that could that I could go to, and I told her, and I prefer a Filipino hair cutter. I don't know why, but I just did. And most of my life growing up and what have you, it was Filipino people that cut my hair, but and they always did a pretty good job. And Filipinos always seem to be pretty reliable. And so she gave me, she checked around with her friends and she got the number for Rands, and I gave him a call, and I just started going to him. He had a little shop down, it used to be where the mall that was, where the Golden One Center for the Sacramento Kings arena is, on the closer to the J Street side of that mall area. And it's all pretty much demolished now and rebuilt to something else. I don't know what it looks like. I haven't been down there for a long time. But he had a little shop in the corner right next to the elevators, and well, and he had another woman working with him sometimes. But I'd go there, and I started going to him, and then he moved, then he moved again, and then he started working from his house. And somewhere in the 80s. And I've just been going to him ever since. His name is really Francisco, So I guess his friends called him Rans, you know, Franz or Francisco. But yeah, he's always done a real professional job. Always tries to get me try new things. Only once he did something, and he said, I said, okay, I'll try it. And then I looked at it and I walked around for it with it a couple of days. I said, nah. So I went back to him and said, I don't really like this look. Can you put it back to something more conservative? And he did, and at no charge. And so I've been going to him for a long time. He's really a good man. He's about 20 years older than me, so he's 87 now. And he had several marriages, and his latest marriage, he went back to the Philippines and brought back a wife, a very young woman, and they had children. And he's like, so what? He's in his 80s, and he's got daughters that are in their 20s. Two daughters that are in their 20s. So, pretty full life, I guess. Got a nice house in Sacramento somewhere. I can't remember what area that's called, but it's a nice house. Let's see. Well, he's used to be in the Navy. I guess there was some kind of program where you could join the military, and it'd be a better pathway to immigration and citizenship. So he's an American citizen now, along with his wife, his new wife. He has children from a previous marriage. I only met one of them once, but they're pretty old too by now. Anyway, so that's pretty much my dealing with Rands. So the little chick that the vets gave my wife is pretty healthy and pretty active, and really wants to be with, because they really are like a flocking type of a animal. When you see little chicks with with the mother and the brood, they're always together. And so when at one point yesterday, Margaret had to go feed the chickens down in the village, and she had to leave the chick alone. So she left it alone in the garage. And every time I'd step in, he or she would start peeping like crazy. Here's an example. So sounds pretty, he she sounds pretty strong. Margaret says, let's have some positive vibes and just keep on calling it she. Always never seems to work, but okay, we'll try it. Yeah, so I'm kind of I didn't work out yesterday, so I'm gonna do a walk and a weight lift today. Today's going to be it's going to start to get warmer today, or actually tomorrow is going to start to get warmer, and then Monday and Tuesday is going to be up in the hundreds again. And so I guess the smoke's going to come back into our area because of the wind direction. So I'm going to try to work out, and now that it's still clean air and cool, relatively cool. Yesterday was the coolest day. We didn't even turn the air conditioning on at all yesterday. It was very nice. So let me just knock around here and see what I can do. Oh, one problem I got is my camera. I put it on. I like to use it to take pictures of myself, in poses, so I can do my paintings, get an idea how the body should look and what have you. And the automatic timer self picture type thing, it's not focusing when I use that. And it's really kind of pissing me off. It should focus. So there's something wrong with a dang camera. I spent enough money on it. You figure it'd be, it's a Nikon, you figure it'd be good. It's never been, it's been used, but not in the, out in the elements and rough and all that sort of stuff. I hardly taken that many pictures in it. It should be lasting a lot longer. Taking pictures regularly, it'll focus automatically, but not not with the autofocus or the auto timer type shutter release. Ah, boy. Anyway, pause. 7:26 a.m. I was watching some YouTube stuff earlier, and I remembered some other thing about my father. Well, one of the things the farm would grow that we lived on was sugar beets. And I don't know how they harvested the sugar beets, but what would happen is they'd end up in the back of this probably like a 1 ton or a ton and a half truck, old, and I'm pretty sure it was a Chevy truck that was like maybe 1940s or somewhere in there, 1940 48 or something like that or whatever, but it didn't really run that fast. But what my every now and then my father would it would get filled up, so my father would have to go take it to get delivered. And one day he took me, or he actually took me a couple of times, several times, but one day he took me, and we went down, we got in the truck, and I remember him shifting it and how it was like it would whine real loud and everything, and kind of like be a kind of a rough ride all the way down. And basically where we lived, we came out around the side, and we passed the main gate to the owner's mansion. And it was a mansion, it was a two-story mansion. And she had like this wrought iron gate with the pampas grass on each side and big stone pillars to hold the gates up. And they were always open. I don't ever remember them being closed. But then we drive down this road for probably a mile or so to Santa Rita Road in Pleasanton. And my father would take a right-hand turn, and there was railroad tracks there. And what would happen was that there was this place where my father would drive up on this platform and tie down the truck with chains. And it's a pretty good process. He probably spent what 10 minutes tying it down with the chains and stuff. And then he would operate the platform, and what the platform would do, it would tilt the truck over on its side. And before he did that, he undid these latches on the truck bed, that because it was all full of sugar beets. And there's a train car down there, and he'd undo the latches, and he'd tilt the platform over, and with he'd tilt the platform over, and the truck would lean over on its side, and all these sugar beets would fall out. Well, one time, my father decided to, he asked me, "Do you want to stay in the cab?" And I remember being in that cab, and it was kind of scary because I was like hanging on, watching that and looking down into the car bed, the train car bed that the beets were falling into. And it was kind of fun. But that was another memory that I had of my father. And I never told my mom that one, but I was telling my sister that, and my sister Monica, and she remembers doing that too. She remembers my father taking her and letting her sit in the truck and tilting the truck over. So I don't know if my mom would have approved of that. I never asked her. I never told her about it. One thing I did, the Filipinos have this, they like to kill pigs and do these special Filipino dishes. And I forgot what the real name for this dish was, but we always used to call it chocolate meat. And it was basically, it was pork cooked in the pig's blood, some kind of seasoned pig's blood. And it kind of, had this little chocolatey looking outside, but it was, blood cooking. I don't know. It's people have eaten blood sausages. I never eat that. But I'm suspecting it's probably the same thing. But anyway, so my father was at the main camp kitchen preparing this stuff. And so when they killed the pig, they'd save all this blood. Okay. So he had like a couple of gallons of pig blood. And he'd mix up vinegar and stuff like that in there. And then he put some in a little glass and he drank some. So then he put some in a little glass and had said, "You want to drink some?" And I tried to drink some and I drank some. And I remember shortly after, I told my mom that that I drank the pig's blood, and she was very upset. I don't know what she said to my father, but I could tell, oh yeah, she didn't like that idea, me drinking pig's blood. It was a good thing I didn't catch something from that. But anyway, so like I said, there were a lot of memories about my father. And there's some other stuff maybe I'll think about again too. So let me put this on pause and we'll see what happens. Okay. What time is it? 10? No, not 10. Can't see that. 8:36 a.m. I'm gonna go for my walk today because I did miss it yesterday and I gotta do some weightlifting. Weightlifting. And but I'm gonna post this and post some other stuff on the other day, yesterday's or whatever, posting on my website. Okay, anyway.